You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from Dallas, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Man, he played that so straight. I mean, that was professional. That was some good stuff out of Parker Olson.
Well, thank you. Hey, that's certainly strong.
Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, October 6, 2025. I'm sure another beautiful morning up north. It's a much warmer morning down here in Texas, but nice to have you here from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or watching us on social media, catching us as an app or all the other ways to join us, where again, kind of continue the seasonal tour of Daughters, and that would include that pit stop in Nashville late last week for a conference, and now down here in Dallas, where I don't know the origin of the term Dallas, but I believe its Latin root is the eternal quest for shade. You're just all the time looking for the next shady spot because it's hot. It's just always hot down here. Whereas Alicia puts on YouTube, it's a little rainy in Shawano. Yes, apparently the front went through over the weekend, and bye-bye summer is the situation, apparently. Parker, same as you in Madison, I would imagine.
I don't know. I almost got a sunburn on Saturday at the Whitewater game because it was so nice.
Yeah, that was Saturday, but then this front came through on Sunday, and
I guess
from what I see, the temperatures in the Chippewa Valley, it was 87 degrees on Saturday afternoon at about 4 o'clock. On Sunday, yesterday, it was about 80 degrees at 1 o'clock. But that might be the last 80s for a little bit here. So
that's fine.
Keep that in mind. Apparently, the gusty winds have died down. And now they're talking about maybe some frost on Wednesday morning. So you know what we say about the theater of seasons. You don't like the weather. Just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it'll be here. So I guess the hoodies will be coming out. The forecast notes temperatures will warm up again later in the week, but not be nearly as warm as what was seen last week. So when last we left, producer Parker Olson, he was facing this quandary. The Brewers-Cubs game was going to be game one, was going to be Saturday afternoon, as he was also watching his beloved UW-Whitewater football team. Were you able to multitask successfully?
Multitasking was fairly successful. Did not get to really watch the Brewers, but I was looking at the score, had that on my phone, checking now and then. They were also doing updates in the stadium at Whitewater, which was very nice. And it was always good to hear a good little cheer from the crowd, because in that territory, you never really know if that's more Cubs fan or Brewer fans. So.
That's true. It's just close enough to the border, shall we say. Yeah. And I can say that I didn't see a single bit of game one because that was our travel day. And I thought, being at the airport in Nashville, you know, there's plenty of places to eat and drink and with TVs on. And I thought somewhere, yeah, somebody would have a TV on with playoff baseball. It's playoff baseball.
It's
also Nashville. And so there was nothing but college football everywhere. And nobody was going to be turning their TV off their particular favorite college football game. So I was simply following on the phone, seeing that the Cubs jumped up, leadoff home run, 1-0 in the top of the first. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. But here we go was what you should have said about the Brewers when they came up. Instead, I'm just, again, sitting there having lunch in the airport going, all right, well, it's now 4-0. Okay. It's now 6-0. And I mean, they even brought in Aaron Civale.
I know.
Aaron Civale, who left the Brewers in a huff, went to the lowly White Sox, somehow is on the Cubs roster now. He got tagged for a run right away, but then Jackson Churio went out with that hamstring issue, which I guess we can call an issue, not an injury. It's not as bad as we feared, but still.
I am waiting to hear how his workouts yesterday went, because Murphy was like, the sky might be falling. And Churia was like, I'm fine. So,
well, what I, my not so bold prediction is we won't see much of Jackson Churio except in the Kirk Gibson moment. And anybody who knows their baseball lore, you know, knows Kirk Gibson with two bad knees comes up for the Dodgers. What was that, 1990, something like that, you know, hits a home run, can barely make it around the bases. As Jack Buck is saying, I don't believe what I just saw. And yeah, I don't know that Jackson's going to see a lot of action, but he'll get a pinch hit at just the right moment. He'll look like, what was the catcher's name in Major League? And at the end, he bunts and he's got to run the bunt out at the end of the movie there. And he just barely gets across first base. You know, what I predict.
There you go. I can see that happening. I wouldn't mind that happening.
Yeah. Let's see. From Roger and Stevens Point, Marshfield's Dalton Varsho had two home runs and two doubles in Toronto's 13-7 win over the Yankees. The Blue Jays are now up on the Yankees 2-0.
That also makes me very happy.
I know. Yes. Let's see. Alicia says, joke's on you. My hoodie never gets put away. Well, yeah, that'd mean
fair.
There's some parts of the state where you do have to leave the hoodie out there full time. So we managed to not see game one while we were traveling. But, you know, again, it's nice to get out and about as we've been doing here. And yesterday that included once we got here to see my older daughter, our younger daughter also flew down. So we had both daughters and all four grandkids. And we went to... They said, we're going to this arcade. I'm like, oh, an arcade. Okay. Sounds interesting enough. This was a massive, because everything in Texas is big. I don't know if you know this. They'll tell you if you don't believe me.
That's what I hear.
This massive arcade filled with retro, like old school video games.
Oh, cool.
The stuff that I played 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You paid $10 at the door. And that's it. No quarters. You just go to whatever games you want.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you play. I mean, there were hundreds of these that I haven't played in like 40 years. There was Galaga and there was Centipede and there was Donkey Kong and there were so many pinball machines. And it was just the best little trip through time watching these things. And I know both daughters and I think a couple of the grandkids just kind of rolled their eyes like it, you know, because now I'm the one who looks like the kid in the candy store.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. And
I was going to say, I'm sure that was a day for the grandkids and it turned into a day for you.
Yes, it started off that way. Well, the six-year-old caught on to Pac-Man real fast.
Good.
And there were many versions of it. So there was like this tabletop version that was easy for us to play together. And he got good at it pretty quick here. So, you know, there was some fierce competition going on with Grandpa over who could do what with Pac-Man. But, oh my goodness, I was completely blown away. And how much stuff on there. I haven't played pinball in forever. Have you?
Boy, it's been a long time. I don't remember.
Okay.
I have. Don't give me that. I have.
Okay. No, that's what I'm saying. It's not really a thing anymore. But these machines were by and large, you know, up to date and working fine. The animation, of course, it's hilarious. I don't know the computer terminology for it. It's like 8-bit or whatever.
Oh,
I mean, you just, I mean, the old Atari pole position where, you know, every car goes up in flames and when it crashes, like, and yes, it sounds exactly like that.
That is the sound. Yeah.
it was great. I was like, oh man, it was just a great trip back in time. I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could do that just a little bit more often, or maybe just, you know, send some people back in time. I'm thinking of a particular president who was, you know, back in the 80s, he was more popular, you know, than he is now, but for, you know, different reason, like, oh, he's that building guy, not the guy that's sending, you know, troops into American cities and things like that. So there's times when it would really be nice to head back I know. For example, my knees would feel much better if I could go back.
That you wouldn't be able to predict the weather anymore with your knees.
No, because like there's a trampoline in the backyard here, and I'm hearing, you know, Grandpa, come jump on the trampoline. No. It's not that I don't want to, yeah. But it's like you just know you'd come down wrong on something, and pretty soon your knee or your back or something. And I know I'm sounding like I'm 80 years old. I'm not 80 years old.
No, but well, you're sounding
all it takes
a lot
is
more
one
cautious.
Little tweak, and you're like, oh, okay, I need an ice pack now.
Yeah, you sound a lot more cautious than Dr. Lyerly, so that's probably a good thing.
That's really what I'm trying to do here. I'm being the cautious one over here. I did go through, and this was a couple years back. I did again with the daughters and the grandkids. We were on a beach someplace, and again, one of the younger grandkids, you know, wanted to play tag or whatever. And I'm running, and next thing you know, I just completely collapse on the beach, having pulled a hamstring. And so having to go get an ice pack and just stay in my beach chair for the rest of the day.
Aww.
And you're just so embarrassed. It's like, okay, well, this, you know, Father Time is still undefeated. So yeah, so I'm a little bit more careful now, but we'll see when Dr. Lyerly gets here in the next, you know, 15 minutes or so.
What shenanigans she's gotten up to?
Well, yeah, because now I did see at one point she put up a social media post about yard work, and she did talk about doing the yard work. So we'll see whether she did it or not. And then, of course, she'll tell us what's on her show, which is now on statewide across the Civic Media Network on Saturdays at noon. So, you know, she had another great episode this weekend, and will tell us what's coming up for the next one. She had all this extra time, of course, because the Packers were on a bye weekend.
This is true.
So that was nice. So we'd play, I didn't even put the note in front of me here, but next Sunday at 3:25. So we've got a little time for that. The Brewers, meanwhile, getting back to the National League Division Series, game two with the Cubs. Well, it's a late one. First pitch isn't until 8:08, I think. Yeah. And so the pregame will begin tonight at 7:35 on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, and Hayward. And I already am dreading how tired I'm going to sound 24 hours from now. Though, again, I'm not going to stay up through the whole thing. And I'm thinking you might have learned your lesson now, having tried to stay up a couple of times and may not stay up for the
whole thing. No, Pat, you give me too much credit. I'm not that smart.
And last I saw, they weren't going with a starting pitcher. No. They were going with a starter.
Opener, yeah.
An opener. Yeah, Aaron Ashby is going to be the opener.
Yes, and I don't remember if it was... I think that I heard Murphy during Mike Clemens' sports update a moment ago saying that Priester might not be the guy that gets the bulk of the game. So we'll see what happens if it's Patrick or who. But maybe Quintana. I don't know.
That's it. You just got to keep them guessing. You got to keep Craig Counsell guessing, which I will also say in conclusion, as the Brewers were, you know, piling on the runs, and I'm texting with a couple of friends going, do you know how much I would give right now to see the cutaway shots of Craig Counsell in the dugout? And sure enough, on social media, a few people were putting up these little 5-second clips of Counsell in the dugout. And it felt good. It really did.
I wish that we got, there was a play earlier this year where somebody hit a home run against one of his pitchers and the ball is still in the air and he's turning around to go to the bullpen.
Oh, gosh, doesn't that feel good? Anyway, Badgers lost. The football team lost, but apparently they won in sense of they didn't get embarrassed. So we got that going for us.
I take it.
And they'll play Iowa this coming Saturday, and the coverage will begin at 9 a.m. on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will continue here live from Dallas in just a bit. Thank you for joining us all across Wisconsin and, well, as Jane Matiner likes to say, worldwide through the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitbaum.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All All right, well, let's start this segment off with a little correction here on the Badger football game coming up this Saturday. That is actually a night game at Iowa, taking on Iowa for their homecoming. And so 6 o'clock is the kickoff. The pregame begins Saturday, 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday for Badger football on some of the stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. A new headline that came in just in the past few minutes that there will be a vacancy on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals as Judge Lisa Neubauer has announced her retirement from the court coming up at the end of July next year. After 18 years of service, she will not be a candidate for re-election. Neubauer at one point was also a state Supreme Court candidate, but will now be retiring from her spot on the Court of Appeals. It's also on the Court of Appeals where you find two of the current candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Maria Lazar, conservative, announced her candidacy last week, and she'll go up against Chris Taylor, former Democratic State Assembly rep. Court of Appeals races are kind of things that we just don't talk about in Wisconsin very much at all. It's very rare that incumbents are challenged, although Maria Lazar, who is well-funded by Republican and conservative causes, had unseated an incumbent judge when she was first elected. And they are, much like state Supreme Court seats, becoming more politicized. So along with the race for governor and, of course, Congress, the legislature, all the midterms that are out there, there will be a few different races for appeals court judges in Wisconsin. Those are held in April, same time as the state Supreme Court election, which means that over the next few weeks here, we're going to start to see some candidates starting to file for those positions, and we'll keep you updated here as well. All right. Well, of course, it's a Monday, which means it's time to tell you what's happening in the Up North News daily newsletter. You can sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. We talked to Ellie last Wednesday for the first time, Ellie Bordeaux, our new editor, and we'll hear from her on Wednesday mornings right after the 7 o'clock news about some of the stories that she's working on. For example, today, and today, by the way, we go back to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday newsletters. They had been Monday, Wednesday, Friday for a time, but we're back to 5 days a week. This is Banned Book Week. Banned Books Week, Ellie writes. The American Library Association and the Banned Books Week Coalition have deemed this year's theme as "Censorship is so 1984. Read for your rights." And, you know, we've talked about book bans with our friend Laura Ann Bird here as well. But the newsletter tells you much more about banned books. And as Ellie writes, a reminder that every challenged story represents a voice that someone tried to silence. And she asks if you have read any books that have been banned and maybe changed the way that you see the world. Let's see. She's also got in here an article about apple picking time in Wisconsin and which ones are best. I mean, all apples are not the same. And the apples that you might make a caramel apple out of are not necessarily the best that you'd use for apple crisp or applesauce or apple pie. So if you're not familiar, which one's best for what it is that you want to do with that apple? Our newsletter's got an article about that. And also one more story here. It's all about the Ice Age Trail and how there is this annual hiking challenge that takes place in October, encouraging people to get out and see parts of the Ice Age Trail, which I have to admit is a bucket list item of mine. I've been talking about the Ice Age Trail, you know, forever, it feels like. It is this trail that helps highlight the edge of when the glaciers came down through the last ice age, the extent of their reach before they began their retreat once again, and of course have carved out all kinds of, you know, moraines and hills and other areas like that. And would make for great hiking. Nothing you could ever do in, you know, in a day or even a year, because the trail segments, they're not all contiguous and they're long. They curve all over throughout the state. And so there are different sections that are more popular than others, and you can read about that in our newsletter as well. And then one more newsletter note, of course, on Sundays, we have my Sunday morning newsletter with a look at, you know, politics in Wisconsin and nationally. And then we also have a question of the week in there as well. And the question of the week this week is advertised as our first way too early poll for Wisconsin governor. And we this time around concentrate on the Democratic side of things because there are so many candidates who are in the race already. There's just the two main ones on the Republican side right now, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Congressman Tom Tiffany. So we will do a poll about the Republican candidates at some point, but I put out a poll with the Democratic candidates, the ones that have announced and the ones that are rumored to still be interested in getting into the race, and asking if you have a preference right now. And once again, the responses really start to flood in at 6 a.m. You know, once this thing hits the mailboxes on Sunday morning and throughout the course of Sunday, I'll see answers coming with all kinds of reasons why people would vote for Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, or maybe they'd vote for State Representative Francesca Hong or State Senator Kelda Royce. All the different ways that people are looking at the various candidates and wanting to let me know, you know, their two cents on who they think is their favorite right now. So we will collect those responses throughout the week, and you can do the same. You can sign up for our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe up in the top banner. And then for those of you listening to the radio show, you can take part as well. Send us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And let us know who right now, you're not locked in, you can change your mind next year, but right now, who'd be your choice for the Democratic primary for governor? All right, we'll pause here. Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Selena Heller will be along, and we will talk everything from the Who as a TV soundtrack to the first talkie motion picture and the song that was in it on this day in history coming up tomorrow. Welcome to today's history lesson for this Monday, October 6th, where we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly as well. Dr. Lyerly, hello, how are you?
I'm so good. Did you know about last weekend? I know you're not in Wisconsin, but oh my gosh, I recharged my battery with sunshine.
You've been raving about this weather, and I've been saying, well, down here in Texas, it's just, you know, the eternal quest to go from one shady spot to the other. The grandkids want to go to a playground, and this playground is built with, like, these big, they're not tarps, but, you know, shady areas just for the parents to sit in. So thank goodness needed that. So, yeah, I'm sorry I missed apparently the last great summer weekend in Wisconsin, but hopefully other people did enjoy. Did you or do you watch, I get NCIS and CSI mixed up. CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. Was that something neither one of you watched on CBS?
No, it's a lot of acronyms.
That's a lot of acronyms out there. Anyway, CSI debuted on this day 25 years ago. Wow, 25 years ago in 2000. And Who Are You by The Who was the theme song. And then there were apparently three more series in the franchise, all with theme songs by The Who. There was CSI Miami, which had Won't Get Fooled Again, CSI New York with Bob O'Reilly, and CSI Cyber, I Can See for Miles. So there's we continue to do the TV premiere thing here in the autumn. Let's see, from Tony, Kristen is really energized by the weather. Nice to see, because she's so rarely upbeat. Sarcasm in parentheses. Did you overdo it with the yard work?
Yes, I did. I loved every minute of it.
Not even going to sugarcoat it. Yep.
I've never seen somebody so happy hurting herself so much.
I crawled into bed so sore and just like happy for the opportunity to get that way. But my yard looks amazing.
Well, okay. There you go. And again, the over-under on when Kristen has to go back into surgery. We're taking bets now as to where to put the over-under for that. But anyway, glad you had fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Back to the history lesson. It was on this day in 1927. It came the end of silent movies, the first widely released film that actually had an audio track. The Jazz Singer premiered. And here's Al Jolson singing an Irving Berlin song, hastening the death of silent movies.
Blue sky, smiling at me. Nothing but blue sky do I see. Photo-to.
You don't hear that enough in music nowadays, do you? I'd hear that go. And again, remember, this is technology that blew people away back in the day. Like, wait a minute, you can attach audio to a movie? We can hear the people?
I think about this every time there's some big technological change that like sucks people in.
Yep.
And how people completely turn their back on the silent film because it just wasn't that interesting anymore.
Right.
It happens all the time, but now it happens at this pace where we don't even see it coming.
No, not at all. Let's see. Happy birthday to Kevin Cronin, lead vocalist for REO Speedwagon, who is 74 years old today.
And going strong.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
You can tell what a big REO Speedwagon fan I am with that. Thanks, Kristen, for the fix on that, for the save.
Hey, Upper Midwest. There are people. They're always around.
Also in the Upper Midwest, Chicago tavern owner Billy Goat Sianis bought a seat in Wrigley Field this day in 1945. He bought a seat for his pet goat for game four of the World Series against Detroit. Sianis and his goat were escorted out, and he cast the infamous goat curse on the Cubs, who would go a total of 108 seasons, 71 of them with the goat curse, before winning the World Series in 2016. And that was their one. It's going to be another 108 years, hopefully.
You know? You could feel the goat on Saturday, too. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes. That was, again, rough. I didn't see it. I'm just watching the updates. I'm going, this is so great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Couldn't happen to a better team. On this day in 1973, Cher's song about racial discrimination and mixed race children was the number one song in the country. Now, this, again, we're going back 52 years. It was a song written without any Native American input, and so the song gets wrong, a reference to Cherokee culture, but hopefully open lots of eyes to the idea of when it comes to, you know, being a racist jerk. If you want to do that, fine. Don't be a racist jerk to children, okay? Actually, just keep your racist jerkness to yourself, if that's okay. Let's see. Here's a happy anniversary to country stars Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock.
See, coming off of last week's news about Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman breaking up after 19 years, it's nice to tell the story of Faith Hill and Tim McGraw getting married 29 years ago today. Those kids still seem to like each other, too. So that's good. Yeah. Let's see. They did for a time share their wedding anniversary with Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. They filed paperwork.
Not a very long time.
Not for a long. No, in fact, for all of 8 years. Well, they no.
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 Not even close.
Not even that close. It was they'd been married 8 years in 2004 when Britney Spears and Kevin Federline filed paperwork making legal their surprise wedding from a few weeks earlier. They would divorce about 2.5 years later.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a more appropriate anniversary for the times. Instagram was launched this day in 2010. So 15 years of Instagram so far.
That old.
Awesome.
Yeah, yep. On this day in 2001 was the premiere of the UK Super American Idol, a talent show called... Now, that's a tune that would go on to be used for American Idol, of course. And this pop idol debuted this day in 2001 with then unknown record producer and talent consultant Simon Cowell as one of the judges. A worldwide franchise, of course, would follow. Were either of you like big into American Idol during the early seasons?
Were you born, Parker?
Well, Parker wasn't born.
No, I don't think. I remember it, though. My mom was big into it, but I didn't really care.
His mom was big into it, Pat. I liked it. I was a Kelly Clarkson fan.
Yes.
She was good. Remember, though, like to put it into the context of the time, what a jerk we thought Simon Cowell was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boy, in this day and age, back then we were like, he's a jerk.
Make jerk-like behavior more acceptable is really all it is. But anyway, that intro theme, by the way, that you're hearing, which was also later used for American Idol, was co-written by Kathy Dennis, who had a couple of early 90s hits. Have we got that one handy from Kathy Dennis there, Parker?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not what I was expecting to hear.
Oh, yeah. This is very early 90s, very much. The song Touched Me All Night Long. But I bring up Kathy Dennis because, I mean, along with she had a couple of hits, but she later went to full-time songwriting. She won a couple of Grammys. She co-wrote hits like Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue, Toxic by Britney Spears, I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry, and others. So, on this day in 2018, Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed and sworn on to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kristen shaking her head, as is pretty much all of America, to which, again, you have to give the line when talking about Brett Kavanaugh. I like beer.
Brett Kavanaugh. I was wondering which line you were going to go for.
Likes his beer, yeah. And here's a story that goes way off on a tangent. Apologies in advance. But on this day in 1994, the Eagles had to postpone some dates on their Hell Freezes Over tour because Glenn Frey needed stomach surgery for diverticulitis. And the personal tie to this is that then the concerts were rescheduled, and we were in downtown Minneapolis the same night as one of the rescheduled conferences. We were going to some other event, bumped into somebody else who was going to the rescheduled Eagles concert, and they connected me with somebody that led to a job at the radio station in Eau Claire, which led to the TV job in Eau Claire, and all of the things that happened that helped my career cascade, all because Glenn Frey got diverticulitis and I was able to bump into the right person when the concert was rescheduled.
Parker, did you just get a sense of like your grandmother going, do you know Aunt Rose?
Exactly.
Well, where she gets her hair done.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. And yet I will always
be thankful. And she knew Woodrow Wilson.
I always be thankful that Glenn Frey had issues with his stomach. So this is Child Health Day. This is National Noodle Day. National Coaches Day. And Parker, why do you have listed here National Badger Day in the UK? Is that a Wisconsin sports reference?
Because Badgers. Come on.
Because
always Badgers.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you
are.
Yeah,
if you can play the UK version of American Idol, then I can tell you that it's National Badger Day in the UK.
That's right. Here's to our UK Badgers, including my Irish cousin.
There.
Shout out to you.
Okay,
Virginia.
Yeah. And your Aunt Rose. Fine. Okay. We can all make the interesting references here. So, all right. Let's see what Parker's got for entertainment news to help us cover today.
Yes, yes, yes. You remember Snoop Dogg and how he was doing the Olympics over in Paris? He's doing it again for the Winter Games now. I think he's America's sweetheart.
Back in the day when Snoop was like doing the regular rap thing, who would have thought that he would have become the personality that he is now?
Oh, I mean, he's not the only one. Like, you know, Ice-T ended up doing the Law and Order. Just different stars who you think are just going to, or wrestling stars are another one. You think they're just going to stay in their lane. They're these bad boys or whatever. And next thing you know, they've gone mainstream because they know how to have fun with themselves. How not to take themselves too seriously. LL Cool J, another great example. Yes.
All the Dimensions. Yes. But not Eminem.
Nope. Not Eminem. He's, you know.
What does Eminem do?
He still raps.
Is that all? I don't see him anywhere else.
At a little too old of an age. Yeah.
No, he's still pretty, he's still doing his thing. He's an angry person.
Is he?
He's got a lot of anger to get out.
Yes, yeah. There's definitely issues. Did either of you? I don't stay up late enough for Saturday Night Live, but you catch a little bit of Bad Bunny on there?
I caught some clips of it.
Yeah,
The monologue was fire.
Yes, he taking aim at the MAGA critics who. And by the way, let me just state this for the record. And look, I'm not taking aim just at, say, Melania Trump, but as an example, you know, people going, oh, Bad Bunny, he's from Puerto Rico, he's not even American. Being from Puerto Rico, Bad Bunny has actually been an American longer than Melania Trump has.
Yeah.
He's 2 years older than when she first came to the United States, all right? And Bad Bunny, I like his response about people didn't like that he sings and speaks mostly in English. And he's like, well, y'all got 4 months to learn Spanish.
Yeah, that was a great bit from his monologue. It's like, you learn it. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, I opened up Duolingo. I thought, why not? It's time.
See? Mm-hmm. I like that. All right. Along the way, we'll be joined by Up North News reporter Selena Heller, who has a story about the coming Trump cuts to Affordable Care Act subsidies and the very real-life implications of making health insurance coverage that much less affordable. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, welcome back on this Monday morning. Selena Heller joins us now from Up North News in Eau Claire. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, Parker Olson as well. I'm down here in Dallas visiting family, and we've now reached the Taylor Swift segment of the show. Because Selena, being the good mom, the mom of a Tay-Tay fan, took her to was it a concert movie about the new album or what?
Yeah, pretty much. It showed how they made, this is what we loved about it. And Emery being, we're theater people. So they showed really behind the scenes video of one of the music videos, Ophelia. So that was really, really cool. And it was just kind of them in between all of the songs on the album. They showed a bit of making this video, each section, and that was really cool. That was intriguing, and it really showed Taylor really down to earth, just talking to all of the people in the video, and just was like, oh, I think I could do that better, and oh, that was good, and like, oh, that was amazing, great job. And so that was really, we loved that part. They played all the songs.
I mentioned being in Nashville on Friday. I think I mentioned that Sherry went to a nearby Starbucks to go get some beverages for us and was delayed because there was an album release party that was going on. And Kristen, I think you're the one that corrected me. Like, it wasn't going on that morning. It was like carried over from midnight, you know, when they probably have been there since midnight for the album release. Well, anyway, fast forward a few hours and Sherry and I are, you know, going down Broadway in Midtown Nashville there, going to all these, bars, honky tonks, whatever they're called down there. And these are some amazing places, you know, so much live music and everything else. But Nashville's also like the destination now for bachelorette parties. And you see the groups everywhere. And there's also these mobile, you know, party buses, and many of them have been like cut away, so they're almost like parade floats now, and with dance floors and things like that. And I did definitely get a bit of a look from Sherry. We're late in the evening and one of the party buses goes by and there's all these women on there and they're all singing along to Ophelia. Now the album's only been out less than 24 hours. And there I am. And there I am kind of singing the lyrics along with them.
I'd been
playing the album, you know, since 5 a.m. Friday. So I could talk about it here on the show, which now that I know, you know, the songs on the album, takes me back to the original topic, Selena. They covered all the songs on the album in this movie, even that one song.
Yep, they did. And okay. So what?
There was no like NC-17 label to on the movie?
Those things just go over the little kids' heads. But they just showed there was no like images of Taylor during all of the songs.
No images of Redwoods or anything like that?
Well, okay. It was kind of a weird image. Just during that song, yes.
Kristen, do you feel like years later, you know, M is going to turn to her mom, Selena, and go, I can't believe you took me to that movie. I can't believe you let me listen to that album.
It's going to be a whole new level of respect, I think, Selena. Like, whoa, mom. That's awesome.
The other
or maybe
mom
that's just my personal experience.
She looked at me, the other mom that was with, and that was the pair, the mom and her daughter are friends. They are so Swiftie, and we went took them to a Taylor Swift dance party before too, and they were singing every song. I'm like, how do you know all of these? And they did that the same for this movie too. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me during the song and she's like, this is the one. I was like, oh yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah.
It's so fun to listen to Selena and I'll be the mom, like, oh I don't know about that.
But I did read about it beforehand to make sure it was okay, like kid friendly, and it was so.
It is for folks that wonder. There's this particular song that we really can't describe too much, but it's an appreciation song for her fiance, and it's not that there's any bad words. It's just about a gazillion double entendres that are in there for him, and that's why. So I just didn't know then. No. But I just had to laugh and to know that so many people already know all of the you know, the words because they'd been listening all day long. So yeah, it was great. So I'm down here in Texas visiting, and it's kids and grandkids. I'm going to turn the camera a little bit here because I'm in a home office, and there's another desk that's been next to me all this time. Now the 11-year-old who goes to virtual school is getting his computer set up. So Easton, wave to everybody. There we go.
Hi, Easton.
Getting his headphones on because, you know, school starts when school starts. So we'll be doing both things here. So maybe we'll do a special crossover, and Easton will host for a while, and I will do some of his homework over here.
That's what Emma and I talked about last night. He's like, let's switch.
Friday. I could totally see M being on the show here. Yes,
she could.
Well, yeah, you know why? Because we'd ask her questions about you. You know, we'd be like, all right, let's ask questions about your mom. Okay,
she would love it.
Yeah. Well, similarly, we've only had one of Kristen's boys on once. It was like for a Christmas show, where, you know, there was like this little interview back and forth. If we could get like a multiple mic setup, Kristen, for you, we could do like the whole family right there one of these times.
Oh, that would be a trip.
Yeah.
Yes. Look, anytime. Are you ready for it?
You're volunteering. <them. laughs>
All right. Well, challenge accepted. We've got a little time before we do the holiday end of the year shows here. All right. When we come back after the 7 o'clock news, we'll talk about some of the headlines of the day, including a story that Selena is working on. And it's about the cuts to the Affordable Care Act and other health care programs and the very real consequences that are going to be felt by Wisconsin families. And it's got a lot of them worried. This is not just some distant political story. This is real life. And we'll talk about that and much more in our 7 o'clock hour. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.